Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Pittsford back on the show. As I told you earlier, Gary and I go back a long way, many, many years ago, before I even thought about doing the radio show. And we worked together years ago, and in his world, I was in orbit around his world back in those days. And he's continued to march as an outstanding representative of the financial planning industry. He's the president and CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors, the author of Your Family Business, Your Family Net Worth, and he's our good friend Gary. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to be back with you. It's good to hear you.
Yeah, it's good to good to hear you too. Good to have you back. So, Gary, you've been doing this for 45 years. You got it right out of elementary school. You started working on this, and so. In almost a half a century of being a financial advisor, what are some of the big takeaways that you've learned about helping people, about how people behave, about not so much strategy maybe right now, maybe we'll get into that a little bit, but just the overarching big picture things. What have you learned?
Well, that's a wide open question, but I don't know if this is the right answer, but I have learned that people don't have enough financial education.
Mm-hmm.
People don't learn enough in high school and college. People don't understand how to put away money in their retirement accounts. People used to have pensions back when you and I were just
right.
Real young pups. But now they don't have pensions anymore. They've got 401ks and IRAs and SEPs mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And they have to force themselves to save. And most people don't save, and most people don't save enough.
Well, they got two problems. Number one, they don't have the discipline. They don't know how. Those are the two problems. And, or maybe said, maybe three, they don't have enough money either.
You know, they just don't realize how important wills and trusts are, you know, how important mm-hmm. it is to save 10 or 15% of your income for your future. You can't start saving when you're 50 to retire at 65. You got to start saving when you're 25
right.
or 30. And most people don't figure that out until they're 64 and a half. They need education, and we try to provide that. Basically, we provide enormous amounts of financial advice, but we try to educate people. We want families to know good financial ways to take care of their financial health. You know, it's kind of like a doctor. A good family doctor tries to provide good health for every member of the family, and we're trying to be the financial doctor and
mm-hmm.
provide good educational health, you know, what pills to take and how often to take them and what do you have to do with your finances so that when you do get to be 65, 70, 80, or 90, you know, you're financially pretty strong. And
as the baby boomers have moved toward retirement, how has your world changed as an advisor?
Well, it's we've gone from warp speed 1 to warp speed 4, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many, many baby boomers that are turning 65 and 70 and 75 that we're having more and more people calling in. We're meeting more and more people all around the country. Every place, I think last year I gave 27 speeches at different conventions. I lived in Delta, Southwest, and United, and every room that I went to, you know, had 100 or 200 or 500 or 800 or whatever. You know, most of the people were over the age of 60.
They look like
70,
you. They look like 80. You and me, don't they?
Yeah. It's just amazing, and the rooms are getting fuller. You know, there used
mm-hmm.
to be 100 people in a room listening to me. Now there's 300 and 400, and the activity is speeding up. There's more people.
What do you think, as we go to a break here, I've got about 45 seconds. In general, how many of these people that you're talking to and that you're working with do you consider to be prepared financially for retirement? What percentage would you say?
Between 10 and 20%.
Wow. That is frightening.
Well, it depends on how successful they were. Because, as you know, I spend most of my time with family businesses in
right.
all 50 states.
Right.
And the business owners... we can talk about when you come back from the break.
That's what I want to do. I want you to take this into the business side. But that's 10 to 20%, folks. that's a lot of work left to be done. We're going to come back and talk about this with Gary Pissel. Gary, I need your website quickly, please.
It's www.castle3.com.
Castle3.com. Quick break. Tweet tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.